You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
We're in Matthew chapter number 13 today, Matthew 13. Allow me to begin with a question. And when I ask this question, I would think that most of you will turn the message off. It's not for me. But this message is for everyone. My question is this. Are you truly saved? Do you know you're saved? Is there evidence that you're saved? You see, it's appointed unto men once to die. And after this, the judgment. How sad it would be that you'd be here at Christmas, and maybe last Christmas, and next Christmas if the Lord tarries, and if you live, and the next one. And we look at this and say, I've been at church, but I'm not really born again. I'm not really saved. Your Bible is in Matthew chapter 13. Let's read verses 1 through 9 together. Matthew 13, verses 1 through 9. Let's stand together, please, as we read God's Word. Let's pause at the commas, the semicolons, the periods. Let's stay together. Matthew 13, 1 through 9. Ready? Begin. The same day went Jesus.
And the whole multitude stood on the shore.
And he spake many things unto them in parables,
saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up, and choked them. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Let's bow for prayer. Father, I thank you for the sound of these dear people reading the scripture today. And I pray that it would find lodging in our heart. Lord, am I truly saved? Are we born again? Do we have the hope of heaven? Or is it just a religious experience? Please speak to our hearts today. May we rejoice in the fact that we are saved. May those that are without Christ come to know Christ today, whom to know is life eternal. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Our Lord is showing us a parable today. A parable is a heavenly story with an earthly meaning. And so God's showing us that there are four different types of soils. And these soils make up our Christianity. The first soil that we find is in chapter number 13, verse number 4. And he sowed some seeds, which fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. You know, as we come to the house of God and we hear the preaching of the Word of God, the Bible says the fowls came, the buzzards came. And there's always buzzards. They're looking to take away and snatch away what we've heard. Perhaps you've been in a church like this service before. Perhaps this service. And you've walked forward and you've asked Christ to be your Savior. And then the next thing is baptism. And baptism doesn't save us, doesn't wash away the filth of the flesh. Jesus identifies with us at salvation. We identify with him publicly at baptism. His death, is burial and resurrection. But there's a voice, a buzzard, as you leave from here to go there upstairs to get baptized, said, why are you doing this? You know, immediately the old buzzards begin to try to pull away that which has been sown in your heart. Or if maybe you get baptized, they'd say, well, don't tell your family. They don't need to know about this. And the buzzards pick away at what God did in your heart. Perhaps you were saved. My Bible says this in verse number 19. Here, verse 18, hear the parable, the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which is sown in his heart. That was he that received the seed by the wayside. The devil always has people available to pick away at salvation. I think of the buzzards of Jehovah's Witness or Mormonism. You know, at work, nobody ever talked to you about salvation. And then you get saved. And all of a sudden, then, oh, you don't need to be in that church. And they have every reason why you don't need to be in this church. But this is the church that gave you salvation. This is a church where you were born again. And the Bible says that if we're not careful, we allow buzzards to come, whether it's family or satanic or Mormonism or Jehovah's Witness or you name the religion or whatever it is, and it snatches away that which God has sown in your heart. What is God doing in your heart? And well, you say, I'm saved. I know Christ. Okay, well, what's he doing? I'll guarantee it, whatever God is doing, the devil is also doing something to sow seeds and take away as a buzzard does, as a fowl does. He tries to take it away. Well, you don't need to go back on Sunday night. Well, you don't need to go back on Wednesday night. Well, you don't need to go back, and you don't need to be, and you know, and there's always these buzzards that are buzzing around. That's the wayside. And the Bible says the wayside is that person that is devoured by satanic oppression. There's a second one, verse 5 and 6. And some fell on stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up because they had no depthness of the earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Well, God describes this one as someone that was in the stony places. He goes on and says in verse number 21, as he explains it, he hath not root in him, he dureth for a while. Let's stop right there. He dureth for a while. Someone makes a decision for Christ and they dureth for a while. They stay with it for a while. I love Sunday school. I love Sunday morning. I love Sunday night. I love Wednesday night. I love the singing. I love the music. I love the pastor. I love the church. They dureth for a while. I wonder, is that where you are? You're during for a while. You've lost the wonder of it. You've lost the excitement of the things of God. And you endure for a while. You stay with it for a while. But the Bible says, but when tribulation or persecution ariseth, because the word, by and by, he's offended. It's an amazing thing. As I pastored this church now for so many years, and I've watched so many people through life get offended with that which God sowed in their heart. I've watched people come and I've gone. We have baptized almost now 20,000 people, over almost 100,000, 87,000, I think, if I remember correctly, have walked the aisles of this church trusting Christ as Savior in these 49 years. What a marvelous testimony. That does not include going out soul winning, knocking on doors, visiting people, and hundreds of thousands of more have been saved, I'm certain, that way. But just think of it. So many have been saved. But where are those 93,000, 87,000, whatever it is? Where are they? They dureth for a while. We don't have 93,000 or 87,000, whatever the number is. We don't have 87,000 in church this morning. This is a 3,000-seat auditorium. Well, where are they? Well, some have died. Some have passed away. But can I tell you something about Christianity? Most quit. This is Jesus telling this story, and his success rate is going to be 25%. This is the highest success rate of our Lord in the Bible. There were 10 virgins that were in Luke chapter 17, he healed, and 10 of them, 10 lepers that were healed. And those 10 lepers, only one came back and thanked him. The rest went on their way. He had 10%, the second highest number, 10%, and that's Jesus. 10% stayed. They dureth for a while. They're in this thing. I remember as a boy, as a teenager, really close to here, about 15 minutes from here, in our church, and there was a young man that came to our church, and boy, I tell you what, I was in high school, I was a freshman, a sophomore, and he was a senior, and he was at a public school, and he got it. He just got it. He was in this thing, and in Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, youth hour, going to the rest homes. He was in this thing for a month, for 2 months, for 3 months. He was reading the Bible. He was praying, and for 4 months, and for 5 months, and for 6 months, and somewhere along the line, tribulation came. Somewhere along the line, as the Bible says, not only tribulation came, but persecution came. Something came and snatched away, and he was offended. That's been, oh my goodness, 1966. That's been many years now. I wonder if he's alive. But as far as I know, he never went back to church. He dureth for a while. Are you going to stay with this for a while? If our Lord tarries in his coming, we have Bible college students, and most of them are out, but a few that are in here today, they're out preaching and teaching in other ministries. But I wonder how many of them are going to be out of God's house in a year or two or three or four. I wonder how many here you're going to be out of God's house. Don't let anything take you out of God's house. I'm going to be dead and gone one of these days. And when that happens, the next pastor will come here and preach, and he'll preach for 50 years plus. And as he preaches the word of God, if our God should tarry, just stay faithful. When things go right, when things go wrong, when you raise your kids and they do right, when you raise your kids, they do wrong and break your heart. When your wife walks out, your husband walks out, just do right. He dureth for a while, but persecution came. I saw a man this morning, early, one of our good men. And his garage door was open. He was getting ready for the day. But it was a time, he lives very close, he was here at church. But now for years, he never shows up. And I wondered in my mind, he's successful. I wondered this morning, as I saw that, I wonder what he's doing today. That's so important. The Bible says this soil dureth for a while. We see the wayside. We see the stony. But then there's the thorny ground. Some, verse 7, fell among the thorns. And the thorns sprung up and choked them. He explains that in verse number 22. And he that received the seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word. And the care of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, it becometh unfruitful. It's so sad when I watch a church member get involved with the cares of this world. It's so sad when I watch someone become successful and riches, and their whole life, at one time it was tithing, and one time it was serving God, one time it was giving, and now I don't need to do that. I don't need to take care of God's work. After all, they're all hypocrites. Every preacher I know is a hypocrite. Every Christian I know is a hypocrite. And so, you know, they're all hypocrites. So why go to church? And you know, if every preacher was, including me, if we're all hypocrites, we still have a responsibility for forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And God says, this person here by this thorny ground, this ground that had the thorns and the world, the world begins to squeeze in. You cannot do this, you cannot do that. I don't see a lot of cans and cannots in our church membership. When I was young, 51 years ago, I knew God was calling me to preach. I was an assistant pastor, and I knew it, and I gave God every reason why I could not be a pastor. I said, I'll be an assistant pastor. I'll help a pastor. And I'd been doing that for a few years, and about 51, 52 years ago, God really began to work on my heart. I said, Lord, I love being an assistant pastor. I love doing what I'm doing. I love trying to help a man and lift his hands and everything he needs done, I'll do it for him. But I can't pastor. Lord, you know I don't know how to preach. You know I didn't take classes in college to be a preacher. You know I didn't take Greek or Hebrew or Aramaic. I didn't take those classes. You know how I stutter when I get excited? You know how red-faced I get when I speak? I'll do what I'm doing, God, but I'm not going to pastor a church. God in His goodness began to open up some doors. And I got this church here. And I'll never forget that church. And they said, now, Brother Jack, we're in Colorado. We have about 9 people left, if I recall. We got a building, but you'll have to live, you and your wife, in the auditorium. Off the auditorium, there's a classroom. And down at the end of the hallway, there's a nursery kitchen, and we can't pay you. I said, if I'm God's man, we'll come. And it was lined up that I was to come. And I'll never forget that day. And they called just about a week ahead of time, said, we found out how old you are. And we found out that you have no experience in pastoring. And I thought, well, what do you want? Good night, there's only 9 of you. And I think of a church in West Sacramento I went and looked at. I think of a church in Pacifica I went and looked at. I think of a church in Northern California. I was all lined up, and about 12 or 9 or 13 people. Same thing, no salary, no nothing. And they called ahead of time and they said, you know, we found out how old you are and you don't have any experience. This church was 5 months old. North Valley Baptist Church of Sunnyvale. And they didn't have anything. But they had about 12, 13, 15 people. In fact, that first Sunday night, they had 22, including 2 in the nursery, and my wife and I. And my aunt and uncle were here. They're home with the Lord now. And I said, let me just tell you something. Here's how old I am, and I have no experience. Ed Brownlee, bless his heart, he and his wife are with the Lord. He said, Brother Treber, if you're God's man, we want you. And they let me come. That's been 49 years ago. You know, when God opened up a door, the cares of this world meant nothing. The deceitfulness of riches meant nothing. The soil, it did not matter. Because I wanted to serve God with my life. And I came to you, and I was voted on. And I said, if God will let me stay, I'll stay 50 years. Well, those 50 years are about up, so I've added some more years to it now. I'm here to torment you as long as they can torment you. But I look at the soils of my life, and God gave one more. And he said the soil, verse number 8, fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold and some 60 and some 30-fold. God's word says in verse 23, he that receiveth the seed in the good ground is he that heareth the word, understandeth it, beareth fruit, and bringeth fruit, some 100, some 60, some 30. I would be the smaller of that number, not the largest. But God's saying that it doesn't matter how much you're producing, but are you producing something? Are you doing something that really lasts for eternity? Honey, I look back at all the people we've pastored through these 49 years, and it's been so wonderful. And I look at all those people, all of them, as far as I know, all of them that voted us in, I think are all gone. I think they're all passed away into heaven. But you know, I think of all those that started at this church and did so well. I think of a fellow that, back in the late 70s or early 80s, we reached him for Christ. And he did so well. His wife was reached first, and then we reached him. And when she'd beg God, oh, save my husband. Help him to get what I got. But then he got too much of it. And he said, I want to do this bus thing. And she started with him on the bus thing and reaching boys and girls for Christ. And after a while, she said, I don't like the bus thing. And before long, they divorced, and he went on and she went on. And as far as I know, they've never lived for God another day. I think of a man that we reached him, and then we reached his wife, and he became the head usher. This is back 40-some years ago. You would not know who I'm talking about. And he was so in this thing, and he became the head usher. But in time, he dearth for a while, but then he got off. As far as I know, they're divorced. Their marriage is a mess. And they've gone on in life. I don't know if they're still alive or not. I've watched people, they dearth for a while, but then they're gone. Where are you at today with your Christian life? Are you just going through the motions? Are you like the wayside ground that there's it's just by the wayside? There's nothing to it. Are you like the thorny, that you dearth for a while, but then you're off? Are you like that stony ground? Or are you like that good ground? You see, all of us will give an account before God one day. We'll stand before him. You will not get into heaven on your good works or the things that you may have done for a while. But you get into heaven through Jesus Christ and Christ alone. I saw on your shirts, fellows, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. That blessed my heart this morning so much, knowing I'd get to that text today. That God is the way. He's the only way. He's the truth. He is the only truth. And he's the life. And he is the only life. And no man can come to the Father but by him. For by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourself. It's not turning over a new leaf. It's not giving up liquor. It's not giving up wine. It's not giving up drugs. It's not, no, all that will happen in time if you really get saved. Are you saved today? Do you know Him as Savior?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.